All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Usually we do these on Friday, but it's a Thursday night game tonight, so here it is. Time for the Jets scouting report. We start with what they did last week, and that was survive. They survived a Calvin Ridley onslaught, beat the Titans 24-17. Braylon Allen, the youngest player in the league, emerged as a productive running back behind Breece Hall. The Jets' defense forced the Levis fumble. They also picked him off. This on consecutive drives in the first half. Still needed to score at the end of the game there. Rodgers, not super good. 18 for 30, 176 yards, two touchdown passes through the air. What did you think of that win for the Jets last week?
Good. Not great. I thought it would be more impressive. And the weird part out of Tennessee is, after he ripped him a new one, the coach then went on to say, like, oh, you're seeing Levis is developing. You're seeing good things. And I forgot.
You're seeing this idiot get better.
Right. He called him an idiot and said, what the F are you doing? And he's like, but hey, you're coming along. Nice job, kid. Patting him on the back.
He's the good and the bad cop. At the
yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Or he's just a little bipolar and whatever, reactionary and whatever that is. So, no, I mean, they needed it. They can't go into this home. I would be looking at this game totally differently.
If they were 0-2?
If they were 0-2, because I think the environment would have the chance to turn on them. Whereas the environment, I think, has the chance to be a positive for them and a negative for the Patriots.
Yeah, certainly could. I could see them turning on this team, though. You know, if Rodgers goes out and throws a couple picks, they could turn real fast. It's Jets fans, after all. Let's go to their offseason. The Jets offseason is one that I sort of envy as a Patriots fan for a lot of reasons. They traded for Morgan Moses, who was a tackle in Baltimore. He's their starting right tackle right now. He's been good so far. They signed guard John Simpson, who was also a former Raven. They signed Javon Kinlaw, a defensive tackle from San Francisco, who's been kind of a disappointment out there. They also signed Mike Williams, the Chargers wide receiver, and Tyron Smith, the left tackle from Dallas. That right there, I mean, if the Patriots had done that, I'd have been very happy with this offseason. A left tackle, a right tackle, a wide receiver who's not great, but is certainly someone that's better than anything you have, and you know, a guard and a DT. Like, that would have been perfectly fine by me.
And names.
Yeah.
Not all of them are going to live up to their name or their one-time hype, but there are people you know, people you'd probably hope for some upside, change of scenery. Like Mike Williams coming off Achilles, ACL?
Yeah,
like something
kept him out.
Some
last year,
like significant injury where you say, maybe by late in the year he's making plays again. So, no, that's a team that was already more talented than you, but I also think that was part of it. A team that has Super Bowl aspirations often adds veteran talent to try to put themselves over the top.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. And those are all positions of need for you. And, you know, whenever anyone says, hey, you know, what were they supposed to do? Do what the Jets did, okay? The New York Jets. Not exactly some team that has always been great in these off seasons and always landed their people. Like, you could have tried to do at least 50% of that. I think we all would have been happy. They drafted a tackle, Olufoshanu, who was 11th overall out of Penn State. He was the left tackle, and Caden Wallace was the right tackle. And now they're both playing. He's not going to play tonight. He's not going to start. But his teammate, who was a right tackle, is going to start.
He's going to start
for the Patriots tonight. So, yay. Also, Malachi Corey, wide receiver, third round out of Western Kentucky. And the guy I was just talking about, Braylon Allen, who is a fourth round running back out of Wisconsin and looked really good last week.
Oh, yeah. He's made plays on the ground and through the air. And that has helped sort of supplement, whatever you want to call it, Breece Hall not being as good as I think some people would hope he'd be right out of the gate. So that's another potential weapon that's added to their offense.
Yes. Let's go to some offseason drama for the Jets. Wasn't a ton, but Rodgers skipping camp to go take a trip to Egypt. I mean, that made him look like an a-hole, and there was certainly a lot of talk, I'm sure, over in our friends at WFAN. We had a field day with that one. Rodgers does bring drama sort of wherever he goes. There wasn't a ton of it last year because he got hurt in week one. But would the juice be worth the squeeze with him this year?
Yes. I think he's improving week to week from what I've seen from him. I think there's reason. He's not the same guy. Just like Gerard Mayo said, he's not going to run around and do those things. But he has an anticipation in the passing game and then an accuracy to throw to a spot. There was one this week where it was like a double move and he just threw it up before the first move was made, never mind the second move kind of thing. And I think there is, and Garrett Wilson, I think they're going to be if not Manning Harrison-esque by late in the year, I think you're going to see two elite talents at some point kind of really come together in concert with each other.
Is this going to be his last year in New York? Will Rodgers re-up with them?
No. Yeah.
You think he will? He'll
be, well, I could see him if they won the Super Bowl, retire.
I could see him retire no matter what.
If it's disappointing, I don't know if he'll retire. Because I do think there's some competitor in him. Even though
he was almost the vice president of the United States.
And yeah, not really. Not really.
If he had decided to join the ticket.
Of a guy that had no shot to win and cuts the head off whales.
Well, says you. I mean.
To which I always ask, where's the head of a whale?
Yeah, where's the head start and
it's
like
all
the
like
neck and the,
head,
yeah, right?
Body,
yeah.
It's all one. Where would you put
That's
the chainsaw?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Now, maybe he knows more about whale bones than I do and he knows exactly where to get the chainsaw out and start hacking, but.
Well, he's learned through process of elimination more than you have, you know?
Like it's probably from the back of the skull to where the spinal cord probably meets.
Yeah, but where is
it? Where is that?
I don't
it's
know
obvious with us. Yeah. It's right here.
Hey, man, I'm just
They're
trying to
just
make
this big blob that has a tail. It's like a head with a tail.
Just an educated guess here.
It's like Russia and Asia and the whole thing yesterday, where they blend together. You never know where it is. The whale's tail and the whale's head. Where's the middle?
Speaking of the... Never mind. I was gonna bring up another topic, but this is not the time or the place for
Okay,
it right
good.
Now.
Can only imagine what that would
I have
been.
No idea where the head
no
of the
No idea where
start.
He was going with that.
I know we don't have a name, but we can get kicked off the show.
What was the old like a chicken in every pot? A whale's head in every on every beach.
That was his slogan, you think?
That would have been a good slogan, I think. All right, that was the offseason drama, Aaron Rodgers and his normal stuff. Players to watch. We got a lot of players to watch, obviously, on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Between Rodgers, Wilson, Hall, Allen, and on defense, Quentin Williams, one of the best interior defensive linemen in the league. Mosley, who may not play tonight, but is someone that I think always gives the Patriots trouble. And Sauce Gardner, who's considered still one of the top corners in the league. Anybody else you're keeping your eye on?
No, but I want to emphasize Quentin Williams. Actually, yes, because I don't think you mentioned Will McDonald, their first-round pick from a year ago, pass rusher. He's got 3 sacks in 2 games. I think he's trying to pick up where some of the injured guys have left off. And Quentin Williams hasn't been great. He could be due, especially against an offensive line that stinks right now, or has a bunch of backups and has the potential to really stink. I guess I'll wait till they stink tonight before I say it.
All right, and we get to our last section here of the scouting report, and that is former Patriots on the Jets, or former Jets on the Patriots. None.
Really?
Not one on either roster, which is very rare. Neither one of them have on their active roster right now a former Patriot on the Jets or a former Jet on the Patriots. So let's get our all-time played for the Jets and Patriots team. There's a bunch of great selections here. I'll start with Curtis Martin, who I think would be the starting running back.
He's one of the best running backs in both franchises' histories.
Absolutely.
I think I heard Rich Keefe say he holds the yards per game average for record for both teams. I'll stick in the backfield and say Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead, great third down back.
Rex Ryan hated losing him.
That's true. I remember that in Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
He just let him go.
How about Tony Eason?
Tony Eason? There you go.
We're going to throw our guy Wiggy a bone. Come
Wiggy's got to be
Wiggy,
there.
Of course.
Wiggy. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, Wiggy.
Ty Law Tuesdays. Yeah, he was a New York Jet as well. Him and Darrell Revis, that's a pretty good secondary right there.
That is a pretty good secondary.
I don't think it gets too much better than that. Not a good guy, but Dave Meggett played for both teams.
There's a lot of those parts. Anthony Pleasant, I believe.
Anthony Pleasant was a Jet. That sounds right. Yeah, Anthony Pleasant, he's on the list. Yep, that's one
a
of
lot
him,
of those
too.
Guys that were sort of Parcells, Belichick, crossover.
Damian Woody.
Damian Woody, that's a good one.
Steven Ridley.
Steven Ridley. Open the door and kick it in.
Tom Tupa, Vinny Testaverde. A couple of quarterbacks and backup quarterbacks right there.
Yeah.
Kembrell Tompkins played for the Jets. Kembrell Tompkins!
All right, we've officially fallen off and run out of actual names.
Yep, those are the weeds.
Jim Nance. That's Jim a real
Nance.
Name.
That's
a real
from
name right
like
there.
The 60s.
Yes, it is. And then, of course, the great Earthwind Moreland is the one I'll
end. Oh, yeah.
Some good ones right there. All right, there you go. That is your scouting report and deep dive into the gangrene, the New York Jets. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls. And the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I should say, has released their list of Hall of Fame nominees. A lot of Patriots in there. We'll get to that next.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.